This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Top leaders of the ruling coalition hold meetings to remove the parliament dreadlock. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda reiterated the government's commitment to implement legal and policy reforms to welcome foreign investment. And Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico fights for life after assassination attempt. Now, the news in detail. Sita Jayanti, also the day Sita came into being, is being observed today, which falls on the ninth day of the waxing moon in the month of Baisakh, according to the lunar calendar. The day is observed with worship of Sita in all Ram and Sita temples across the country, including in Janakpur. Sita was married off to Lord Ram, believed to be the 10th incarnation of Lord Vishnu in Hindu mythology. On the occasion of Sita Jayanti today, President Ramchandra Paudil has expressed the belief that national luminary Sita would inspire everyone to work for a civilized and cultured society where there would not be the presence of social and cultural discrimination. In a message of best wishes on the occasion, President Paudil viewed it as a matter of pride for all Nepalese that Sita is the daughter of Mithila land. On the occasion, President Paudil wished peace, prosperity and happiness to all Nepalese in the country and abroad. The top leaders of the ruling coalition have held a meeting to remove the parliament dreadlock. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli and Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Ravi Lamichani discussed at the office of the Prime Minister to remove the dreadlock seen in the parliament. Talking to media persons after the meeting, Home Minister Lamichani said he proposed Prime Minister Dahal and Chair Oli allow him to put forth his remark upon questions raised against him. The Home Minister added that he would respect the rights of the opposition party Nepali Congress lawmakers to obstruct the meeting in case of not satisfied with his answer. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Speaker Devaraj Ghimire held a meeting to end the dreadlock that surfaced in both the houses of the federal parliament. At a discussion held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar, Speaker Ghimire urged Prime Minister Dahal to immediately forge consensus with the main opposition party, the Nepali Congress, for a smoother functioning of the parliamentary business. The European Union EU Nepal Business Forum 2024 commenced in Kathmandu yesterday with the theme Growing Stronger Together. The two-day event aims to unite the business communities of Nepal and the European Union, fostering European investment in Nepal. Kausal Ghimire has more in this report.
The European Union EU Nepal Business Forum commenced in Kathmandu on Wednesday with the theme Growing Stronger Together. The two-day event aims to unite the business communities of Nepal and the European Union, fostering European investment in Nepal. Addressing the inaugural session of the forum, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda expressed Nepal's steadfast commitment to welcoming foreign investment. The Prime Minister highlighted the government's significant strides in implementing legal reforms and regulatory frameworks to create an environment conducive to foreign direct investment.
With the steadfast support of the European Union and its member states, Nepal has made significant strides in various sectors, which stand firm to welcome foreign investment from our friendly countries. We have taken significant strides, including legal reforms to create conducive investment climate and have simplified regulatory framework recently. Committed to reforming Nepal's economic landscape, the government of Nepal is effortful to enhancing the ease of doing business and attracting foreign direct investment.
Similarly, the European Union Ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, underscored Nepal's achievements in sectors such as energy, trade and tourism. She also reaffirmed the European Union's continued support to Nepal in the days ahead.
We're delighted this year to celebrate 50 years of diplomatic relations between the European Union and Nepal. There are achievements, for example, the remarkable 64% growth in the IT service exports, reaching over 500 million euros in 2022, and the milestone of over a million tourists arrival in 2023. And these achievements are also opportunities for EU investors.
Likewise, the European Commission's Deputy Director General for International Partnerships, Miriam Ferran, reaffirmed that the EU had provided approximately 300 million euros in grants for Nepal over the past 3 years. Ferran further pledged support for Nepal via the European Commission's Global Gateway.
So the European Union and Nepal have very long-standing relationship. Over the last only 3 years, we have been able to put forward some 300 million in grants, in particular in support for Global Gateway priorities in the field of energy and education. But we want to do much more, and we want to be able to mobilize all the type of instruments that are available to support investments where they're needed.
The forum will feature stalls, panel discussions and plenary sessions and will conclude on Thursday. Kaushal Ghimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
Meanwhile, the Deputy Director General at the European Commission Directorate General for International Partnerships, Miriam Ferran, called on Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, yesterday. In the meeting held at Sulti Hotel, Minister Bhandari highly appreciated the European Union's continued support and cooperation in Nepal's socio-economic development. Furthermore, Minister Bhandari also highlighted the need for multi-sectoral cooperation to achieve the sustainable development goals and address pressing issues like global hunger and the climate change crisis. In response, Deputy Director Ferran placed support for the enhancement of the EU market for Nepali goods. Former captain of the Nepal national cricket team, Sandeep Lamichhane, has been acquitted by Patan High Court. The bench of justices Sudarshan Dev Bhatta and Anju Upreti granted a clean chit to Lamichhane in a rape case, overturning the decision of the district court. The district court of Kathmandu had convicted Lamichhane in the rape case and sentenced him to 8 years imprisonment along with a fine. Meanwhile, the Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, has revoked its decision to suspend cricketer Lamichhane with the latest verdict of the High Court. Issuing a press release last evening, CAN lifted the suspension, allowing Lamichhane to play domestic and international cricket. CPN-UML chair KP Sharma Oli says his party is dedicated to decent parliamentary practice. Addressing the meeting of the parliamentary party held yesterday at the Federal Parliament building premises, leader Oli said there was no reason to be worried by the ongoing protest of the main opposition Nepali Congress in the parliament. Chair Oli argued that if the Nepali Congress accuses someone without evidence and fault, the parliamentary committee cannot be formed for such reason. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has revised the prices of petroleum products to be effective from midnight today. A meeting of the NOC Board of Directors decided to reduce the price of petrol by 7 rupees per litre and diesel and kerosene by 5 rupees per litre. According to the NOC spokesperson Manoj Thakur, the price adjustments follow the revised price list from the Indian Oil Corporation, the supplier of the petroleum products to Nepal. Ambassador of Sweden to Nepal, Jan Teslef, paid a courtesy call to Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs, Robi Lamichhane, yesterday. The Home Minister's Secretary said they discussed matters of bilateral interest and mutual collaboration in several areas, including energy, disaster management, land management, civil aviation, and security management. On the occasion, Ambassador Teslef said Sweden was ever ready to cooperate in the areas of mutual interest, bilateral cooperation, and development priorities of Nepal. Similarly, Home Minister Lamichhane said Nepal was ready to further strengthen the ties between the two countries and cooperate more on common issues. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico is fighting for his life in hospital after being shot. A statement on his official social media page said the Prime Minister was shot multiple times on Wednesday in an assassination attempt. The 59-year-old leader was shot in the abdomen. According to local media reports, the alleged assailant was detained at the scene but has not yet been formally identified by the authorities. World leaders have also condemned the attack on Mr. Fico. U.S. President Joe Biden condemned the horrific act of violence and said the U.S. embassy was in close touch with the Slovakian government and was ready to assist. Russian President Vladimir Putin said there could be no justification for this monstrous crime. European Council President Charles Michel said nothing can ever justify violence or such attacks. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of westerly and local wind across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of Kosi province and at one or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi and Gandaki province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 18.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 31.5 degrees Celsius with traces of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Top leaders of ruling coalition hold meetings to remove the parliament gridlock. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda reiterated the government's commitment to implement legal and policy reforms to welcome foreign investment. And Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico fights for his life after assassination attempt. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.